Good afternoon and welcome to Live from Hochstein. I'm Mona Segetola-Salmi, your host for today's lunchtime concert. Today we get to hear from the winners of the Hochstein Merit Scholarship Awards. These awards are given to students who demonstrate musicianship and achievement in their instrument and display excellence in performance and artistic accomplishment. We have two great young musicians here to play for us today, pianist Cassandra DeLucia and saxophonist Amelia Snyder. Please join me in welcoming Cassandra DeLucia to the stage. Cassandra DeLucia is a homeschool graduate. She's been taking piano lessons since she was 5 years old, and she's just flourished in the past few years at Hochstein studying with Joseph Werner, who she credits for inspiring her with a love of classical music, as well as being a source of encouragement in her musical studies. Here's Cassandra DeLucia with the Fantasy Impromptu, Opus 66 by Frédéric Chopin.
Thank you.
Fantasy Impromptu Opus 66 by Frédéric Chopin, played on Live from Hochstein by pianist Cassandra DeLucia. She studies piano here at the Hochstein School of Music and Dance with Joseph Werner. This next piece is one that Maurice Ravel wrote to enter in a magazine competition. He submitted this sonatine to the Paris magazine Weekly Critical Review under a pseudonym, calling himself Verlat, just mixing up the letters in his names. Here is the sonatine by Maurice Ravel, played by pianist Cassandra DeLucia.
Thank you.
Sonatine by Maurice Ravel, played by pianist Cassandra DeLucia, student of Joseph Werner. This fall, she'll be attending college at Bob Jones University, where she'll study biblical counseling and further her musical studies. Thanks for tuning in or stopping by today for Live from Hochstein. We're hearing from young musicians who are winners of the Hochstein Merit Scholarship. You can read more about programs at Hochstein on their website. They have a number of concerts coming up and opportunities for students at hochstein.org. And you can hear a lot of live performances on the radio this month on WXXI as part of Performance Rochester. There are so many concerts and it's hard to get to all of them, and so we're bringing a few of them back with exclusive recordings from concert halls and churches and a few from our studios as well. You can read more about Performance Rochester at classical915.org. You'll also just hear more live recordings on the radio this month. Please join me in welcoming our next soloist, Amelia Snyder, to the stage. Amelia Snyder is a junior at Irondequoit High School. She's been studying saxophone since she was 11 years old with Nancy Boone Barr here at Hochstein, who continues to be a source of inspiration and with classical saxophone performance. Amelia's been a member of Hochstein's Youth Wind Symphony and select all county and area all-state groups for several years. She also won the Genesee Symphony Young Artist Competition in 2016. And she also has a great passion for jazz. She's part of Richard Delaney's Hochstein Jazz Ensemble and studies with Douglas Stone at the Eastman Community Music School and plans to continue jazz musical studies at the college level. And here is saxophonist Amelia Snyder with pianist Willie Lefevre in the fantasy piece Opus 73, No. 3 by Robert Schumann. Thank you. Fantasy piece, Opus 73, number 3 by Robert Schumann, played here on the saxophone by Amelia Snyder with pianist Willie LaFaver. You're listening to Live from Hochstein, broadcast live from the stage of the Performance Hall at the Hochstein School of Music and Dance on WXXI Classical 91.5 and 90.3, and streaming online at classical915.org. Here are Amelia Snyder and Willie LaFaver with the Sarah Bond from the Concerto for Saxophone by Pierre-Max Dubois. Sarabande by Pierre-Max Dubois, played here by saxophonist Amelia Snyder and pianist Willie Lefevre on Live from Hochstein. The final piece on today's program is by a 20th century French composer who had a bit of an unusual path in music. Alfred Desenclos started working young as an industrial designer to support his family, but he kept playing piano as an amateur. He was then able to start formal music studies at the age of 20. He went on later to direct the conservatory where he studied, as well as working as a church musician, and his compositions include grand romantic sacred choral works and melodic instrumental works with a hint of a jazz influence. Here's a set of pieces, Prelude, Cadence, and Finale by Alfred Desenclos, played by saxophonist Amelia Snyder and pianist Willie Lefevre.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Prelude, Cadence, and Finale by Alfred Desenclos, played by saxophonist Amelia Snyder and pianist Lily Lefevre. Amelia Snyder is a junior at Irondequoit High School who studies classical saxophone with Nancy Boone Bard Hochstein, as well as pursuing studies in jazz. She is one of the winners of the Hochstein Merit Scholarship. It was a delight to have her play here for us today, along with her fellow Hochstein student, pianist Cassandra DeLucia, who played the first half of the program and is another one of the Hochstein Merit Scholarship Award winners. Bravo to both of these young musicians who are now joining us on stage, the two taking a bow together. I hope you can stop by or tune in next week to hear the Sibley Players with the performance of the Third Piano Quartet by Johannes Brahms. You can see a complete list of all the programs in the series at classical915.org. Live from Hochstein is produced by WXXI and the Hochstein School of Music and Dance. Peggy Quackenbush is the president and executive director of the Hochstein School. The broadcast engineers are Andrew Croucher and Robert Braden, with help from Stephanie Marsh. The studio engineer is Julia Figueres. Today's director and the executive producer of Live from Hochstein is Gene Fisher. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami. Thank you for listening to Live from Hochstein, a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.